Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I want to welcome back one of my favorite guests of all time. Kurt Landry is with us today, and we're going to talk about the fall festivals. I'm calling them festivals, it's fall feast. But through the eyes of this rabbi who I've grown to respect and admire, and I've learned so much from over the years. And now we have the opportunity to hear him speak about Fall Feast right here on Green Line. So, Kurt Landry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Dr. Green, it's always great to be with you. We love you and appreciate your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit to be able to serve your audience a now word, even when it's recorded or even archived. Because, you know, Jesus said it this way. I love this. In John 6:63, he says, my words are spirit and they are life. And that's, and I love that because we allow the Holy Spirit to be able to bring transforming power.
Come on.
To be able to apply the word, to change their way they're thinking, and allow the Holy Spirit to transform into the likeness of Messiah. And that not a lot of shows do that. So we appreciate you and the podcast network.
Well, thank you, Rabbi. You're an important part of it and valuable and important to me on this show. I don't want to do it without you. I always look forward to you. So let's talk about the fall feast and what Christians should understand about them.
Well, first of all, we know that Jesus, and all of us know that, he said he will return at the sound of a trump, of a trumpet, of a shofar. And that's an interesting thing. And so it's like, what are they saying? What does that culturally mean? Well, what that means is culturally that we know that Yeshua, Jesus, is going to return sometime during the fall feast, during, because Rosh Hashanah is the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, and yes. Sukkot is the time of tabernacling with him. Okay. And so if we look at the overall feast, like we do know that Yeshua, Jesus, has already fulfilled Passover. He was the Passover lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Literally, at Passover, Jesus was hanging on the cross as that Passover lamb. And so then we count down 49 days, and we get into the Feast of Pentecost, okay?
Yes.
And Shavuot in Hebrew. So we know that was fulfilled because it says they all assembled in the city of Jerusalem and they were in one accord in one place and the Holy Spirit fell. And
yes.
So we do know that has been fulfilled.
So wait a minute. There was a day when they were all in one accord? That had to be one day in history. I know it's what the Bible says about it, but imagine that today. what had to happen for one accord to occur?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The one accord, that probably was the last time we saw that
Yes,
one.
I think so.
But, yeah, because in our culture as Jews, you know, we have your opinion, my opinion, and our opinion. But it's one of the reasons, I think, because we're such a small people group, we do respect each other's opinions, and we do respect to disagree. But anyway, it's an amazing. We do know that feast was fulfilled.
Yes.
And so... So now but Jesus hasn't returned yet. So he basically is coming to fulfill the fall feast because what he's doing is he's coming to, at the trump, to gather up his bride. We know that Yom Kippur is the atonement. He's paid the atonement for the millennial kingdom to come, but also we know that he's going to abide with us, which is Sukkot. And, you know, it's the parable of Dr. Steve of the wise virgins. Five were ready and five were not.
Yes.
And if I would say anything to anybody right now, you need to keep your oils and your lamps filled, your wicks trimmed, and to be ready. You know, even in modern day culture in Israel today, if you're in a religious Jewish family and you're getting ready to like a wedding, I've been in Jerusalem, but they'll have weddings there and they'll have a huppah, you know, set up with four poles, and you'll have like the best men and the men of honor. They're holding the poles up, and they've got a beautiful like canopy that's over it, and they're down near the Western Wall or in the hotel there somewhere, and then you know you have the bridegroom is coming, and you have the bride is coming. And stuff, but you'll have one of the younger messengers will go out, and he'll have a shofar, and he'll be blowing a shofar, and then he'll have another young man with him, and they literally are saying this in Hebrew, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Yes. And every time you see a wedding there, and I've been there, and they'll see me, and I'm weeping, and they think, oh, he's emotional, there's a beautiful wedding. I'm saying, oh, no, no, no. What this is a forerunner of what's going to happen during the fall feast. During one of the years at the fall feast, there's literally going to be, the heavens are going to break open, and Yeshua is going to come, and he's going to be on his horse, and the armies of Israel. And he's going to be sending upon Jerusalem. And these weddings are literally like previews of coming attractions to what's going to come.
Well, that's amazing. And again, you have such a feel for it and an understanding, not just biblically, but I mean, I know that you understand this spiritually. So tell Christians today that are listening to this show the spiritual significance of these festivals.
One of the things that I'll be teaching this year in the fall feast, and I'll just kind of break it down. I have a teaching style I call ACT, A-C-T.
Okay.
That means apply, change, and transform. Okay. So Rosh Hashanah, the first feast, the Feast of Trumpets, you apply an awakening. What you do is you say to the Lord, yes, on this appointed time, I will choose to awaken my soul. You know, Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name, forgetting not all of his benefits. And so there's got to be a place where you understand the bad choices or sin that you've done has robbed you from the benefits of God. You can't sin and disobey God and enjoy his benefits. It doesn't work that way. That's what repentance is about. Repentance is disconnecting from the bad choices that have stolen your blessings and reconnecting to your righteousness in him to be able to access your blessings. And so that's Rosh Hashanah. You have to choose to apply that. Yom Kippur is the change. And all of us need to change, and we change with two places. One, we need to know him as a loving heavenly father, and we also need to know him in his courts as just judge. So we need to know him that he is loving, but he also is a loving corrector. He's a redirector. He's a resetter.
Yes.
He's a redeemer. And we need to know both of those, and we need to trust him during the change process. Because if you don't change, you won't get different results. Mm-hmm. And then Sukkot, of course, is the wedding celebration where we choose to abide in him for the coming year. And we say what we've applied, what we have changed, we are now giving the Holy Spirit permission as the high priest of our sanctuary, a request. Father God, please send your Holy Spirit to keep me into that transformation so that I can walk blessed for the whole year. And that's really what the fall feasts are all about for me.
So in specific, this year, Rabbi, is there any special significance of this year's feast?
Oh, yes, Dr. Steve. This is, I think, one of the most special years. And let's look at the number.
Yes.
This is the biblical year, 5781. So let's look at the numbers. So can I break the numbers down?
Please do. Come on.
Okay, so isn't it interesting that we're in 2020?
Yes.
2020 has to do with double order, and yet we're in total disorder, but it also has to do with 2020 vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're in 5781. We're moving into that. So 5 is grace. Okay? 50 is jubilee. Mm-hmm. 7 is perfection.
Right.
80 is pay, which means the mouth, and 1 is God. So I'll just give the translation. In 2020, the Lord wants to give you 2020 vision of his grace, perfection, to be able to open your mouth, and 1, to align with the Father's mouth, to be able to speak out a new destiny so that he will be the rock of your salvation.
That's powerful. Now, do you think the average person that goes to the feast, that attends the synagogue service, that they'll understand that, they'll get it?
Yes. Well, House of David is not a synagogue. We're a church.
Well, your place, but what about the synagogues across the world I mean, do people understand his significance, or is it just, is it an informed, because you're a great teacher, do they know it?
I know there's other people that have the revelation other than me, but you have to understand that I'm a born again rabbi.
Yes.
And I'm spirit filled. And so I'm looking at this as a prophetic apostolic person. So I take quite a bit of liberty in that. And I've been doing this as a prophet for 30 years now, Dr. Steve. So
Yes. Yeah,
this is like 30 years. I'm 65 years old and I've been doing this a long time. And so I do know that the symbolism and the numerology, when it's properly discerned through the Holy Spirit, can be very foretelling and very revelatory. So that's why I shared it with you guys. And of course, you know, it's something that we have to look at the track record of the prophet and track record of the numbers. And they have panned out for us for years with this. But I think it all has to boil down to, it's by faith. You have to be moved by faith. And you have to believe God for what is good. I think this season, particularly with all that we've been through in 2020, that I think that this is going to be a shift into hope. And so I'm excited about that the feasts are going to birth that hope and that future and a hope for us.
Yes. So do you believe that God is trying to reveal anything in particular this year prophetically? What are you seeing as a prophet, as one who's a seer, and you begin to share those prophetic words? In fact, you've got one coming up, I believe, in your next service. So tell us, is this a feast that's particularly significant prophetically?
Yes, I think this is what I call an alignment feast. This is a feast where I think that if we'll align perfectly with what the Lord is asking us to do, not legalistically, but I think if we'll do what the Lord is asking us to do, if we do the small thing, God's going to do a big thing. And you know, in January, when COVID started, the Lord gave me Haggai 1 and basically kind of paraphrase it: while you live in your paneled houses and everything's hunky-dory, my temple is lying in ruins. I think there was a shift in the sense that, and it was so amazing that during this COVID shutdown, that the attack was so much against religious organization and churches, you know. So it's something that I think the Lord is resetting of, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of the things shall come unto thee. I think that there's a realignment of God's priorities. And I think that these fall feasts are about a actual reset of God's priorities. And it's time to speak to the rock. It's time to correct our habits and patterns and our actions and plans and business plans, to be able to make them plain, write them on tablets, so that we can run. I think it's a time to advance. I believe it's a time of a great transfer of authority and wealth and all the seven mountains of influence.
That's amazing. And what else is the Lord saying to you that you might be passing on to your congregation, to your people? What do you have that's beating in your heart that you're trying to share?
I think probably the importance of the one new man right now, I think, is really, and what I mean by one new man, it's in Ephesians, you know, chapter 2, where it says that Jews and Gentiles come together as one in Messiah. This peace treaty that you're seeing that just took place in Washington, D.C., these coming together of the tribes, that's what God is doing right now. God is bringing the United States, kind of like the Gentile and Israel, hosting that, bringing healing between Ishmael and Isaac. This is a powerful, powerful thing that was done. And the Lord's going to bless the United States for facilitating that. Blessed is the peacemaker, the Lord says in Matthew 5 at the Beatitudes. And so our nation has been facilitated. We have tried doing this at Camp David Accords and different times in history. But this has been profound, that the Lord is bringing Isaac and Ishmael together like this. And I believe that this is a feast where Jews and Gentiles are coming together as one new man. So according to one new man, when that covenant of one new man is celebrated at the feast and our hearts become one, then what happens is that's when God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to Ephesians 3 and 20.
Oh, that's so good. So specifically, how will you be celebrating the feast?
Well, we celebrate the feast this year. We're going to start on Friday, September 18th at 7 o'clock Central. They can live stream with us, and we'll be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. We'll have celebration worship. I'll be bringing a prophetic word and some prophetic instruction. And then on Saturday, September the 26th, we will be with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn at the Return, blowing shofars, and I'll be praying at that event.
You're going to blow shofars in Washington, D.C. on the Mall, correct?
Yes, yes.
Did you ever think that you would do that, Rabbi?
No.
So it's going to be a great experience. And you have shofars on your website. They're for purchase, and you've called your people to blow those shofars at a particular time and date. When is that?
Well, the Lord gave me a vision of a globe, and it was kind of, at first looked like it was like one of those glass blown balls like you would see in Florida when we go to the fish restaurant, but it was the globe held by a net. And then when I went into the second phase of the vision, I looked and I realized these were like bright white strings, and they were angels descending and ascending around the world. And I asked the Lord, what are these angels doing? He says, they are hearkening, according to the scripture, they are hearkening onto the sound of the trumpet. So the Lord told me on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Feast of Trumpets, September the 18th, at 7 o'clock Central, at the end of the service, after we make proclamations and decrees, we are to seal the work with the blowing of trumpets. And of course, on our network, we'll probably have hundreds of thousands of people watching.
Yes.
And our network actually reaches around the world, every continent. And so there will literally be, you know, we've been live streaming for 13 years. So we have a huge network. And what will happen is that you'll have all these nations, and we have shipped shofars all over the world. These are kosher shofars handpicked out of Israel that come through our ministry in Oklahoma, but they'll be blowing these shofars all at the same time. And I'm a quantum physics guy, and I believe that that sound of that is going to break loose the blessing from heaven into earth and into the homes where these shofars are being blown, into the churches and the synagogues and businesses and the mountains where everyone stands. Wherever these shofars are being blast, I believe it's going to usher in a new era.
And what's coming? So what's the new era? What are you seeing? What are you preparing for?
I think a new era is going to learn about, you know, the 5781 is 80 mouth, A and 1, God. I think probably one of the main things we have to learn from the Lord is to listen and meditate more on the Lord and His word than speak.
Okay, that's good. So what benefit have you been seeing specifically in your church as you enjoy the feast and particularly this fall feast of the Lord? How are you growing? What benefits are you seeing from it?
For us, it's really identity. You know, let's just make it real practical.
Okay.
You and I have known each other for quite a while. You used to live down here in Tulsa. We didn't know each other
back when you were here. We were so close.
Yeah, we were so close.
Yeah.
So, you know, we live up at Grand Lake of the Cherokees. You got an idea of what that is.
Yes.
And some people, you say, well, what is that? But you know what that is. And so that kind of explains the lifestyle. I mean, we're very rural, yet we're in a resort community in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And which is perfect for my calling because I don't need a lot of, you know, distraction. So, but you know that.
Yes.
But think about this. If you and your wife came to my house, and if you ate dinner at my house, I'm a chef and I like to cook. So if I fix something that I would prepare, it probably would take me 5 hours. And for you to go through eating all of it would take a minimum of 3 with the conversation.
Of course.
So if you spent 3 hours at my personal residence in my dining room, which is where we filmed our Passover last year because we couldn't go out. If you did that, I can tell you, and you know this, you would know us so much more. Coming in the front door, going by the kitchen, coming down the hall to the dining room, looking at the pictures on the wall, looking at the artifacts, looking at the different things that are in the house, you're going to have as much as you already know me, Dr. Steve, because we're friends, you would know us and our family so much more.
Yes.
Sitting at a table, my grandson's there, our granddaughter's there,
yes.
Our kids are there. And all of a sudden, you know what? You will have a whole, you in 3 hours, you would have totally changed your whole view. Why? Because you went to the Father's table.
Yes.
And that's the whole experience of joining us for the feast, is the virtual experience. It, listen,
so
my
good.
Favorite Psalms. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for his rod and his staff, they shall comfort me. Mm. And then it says, but the Lord prepares what? A table. Amen. That actually is Passover, and it's the feast. I prepares a table for me in the midst of my enemies. Well, in a kosher table, there's no enemies, but the enemies are in our mind. Evil thoughts, thoughts of fear, oppression, depression, worthlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And guess what? Then the Lord says, he anoints my head. Because as soon as that anointing oil hits your head, those bad thoughts, that yoke is broken. They got to go. They're bound. They're cast out. And my cup runneth over.
So there was only one error in my walkthrough of your home, is that you assumed I would get past the golf course in the front yard. You know?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know me well enough to know I might have to make a few stops, maybe about 18, before I could get to know you better. Of course, that's a good way to get to know someone is on the golf course. I'm not making light of your analogy, but I know your yard, and then I know the lake that you look out the back is somewhat significant. It's like huge. So, brother, that would be what a treat to get to know you in that way. And if I could cry out to the Father that I might know you, as Paul did, that I might know you in the power of your resurrection. So, brother, that's what this is about, drawing
absolutely.
In and closer. And so what do you expect? Again, we'll end with 5781. What do you expect in this year? What's going to change?
I really expect the Father's love. You know, I had prophesied here a few weeks ago that there was going to be a Cat 5, a Category 5 spirit of fear coming upon the nation, all the nations, but particularly the United States. And that was a couple of weeks ago. And right after that, the fire started. And then we have Hurricane Sally. And then we've had some other things happen. And those were some of the things that I've seen. And there's some other things before and after the election that I see that are going to be scary. But what I see is the Lord, during the fall feast, releasing like the healing balm of Gilead. What I mean is an experience of the Father's love, because the scripture says perfect love casts out all fear. And this is the scripture the Lord has given us even since 2000. He gave this to me in August the 10th, 2005, about House of David. And that's where these feasts will be broadcast from. He says, in that day, a fountain shall be opened for the House of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. This is this Yom Kippur. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. And I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to depart from the land, says the Lord. And I believe that's what people can expect in this fall feast. And a lot of people don't know about the location. We are in the furthest northeast corner of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. House of David has been there 20 years. And we are the gatekeepers of northeast Oklahoma, but we are at the very place, we are at the end of the Trail of Tears. Mm-hmm. We are also at the place where the Sooners, when people came in on the land rush, that we are right at that gate. So we are at a gate where covenants were broken. And that's why God always uses redemptive gates, whatever the enemy has done, flip it in reverse, and know that's what God will do. So if Satan used it as a covenant breaking gate, God's using it now as a redemptive covenant restoring gate.
So one last question before we wrap up, brother, just because of time, not because I'm done with you or that I'm tired of listening to you, not by any means. Tell me how that our homes, let's make it real practical, homes and local churches, how do we prepare our hearts, our minds for the feast of the Lord?
Well, first of all, you need to get some information And one of the things you can do is they can go to my webpage, go to kurtlandry.com. Just remember that. Go to kurtlandry.com, and there's a package there called clmmin.com. It's Fall Feast. And what I would do is get our Fall Feast handbook. It's literally a workbook. It's absolutely beautifully done. And so what they can do with the Fall Feast, it's a biblical study guide. And Dr. Steve, absolutely beautiful. But what they'll be able to do is they'll be able to follow through either with us or somebody else and have all the biblical understanding and then a practical notes they can make to be able to follow through. Also at kurtlandry.com, they can find out everything they need for preparation in regards to everything from spiritually to food and to even their house. Like, you know, if they want to build a sukkah at their house, like we will have a large sukkah in the courtyard at our house. And then I'll be telling the story to our grandchildren about how when the Lord took us as children of Israel out of Egypt and we were living in the desert and in a wilderness, how he provided with us with manna by day, cloud, a pillar of fire by night, and understanding that God had made a promise to our father Abraham that he would multiply us like the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. And each one of you children are one of those stars and one of those sands. And God is faithful and he will never break his covenant.
Amen.
While we sit under this very man-made shelter sitting next to, you know, what they would know as Savannah's house, you know. And so they think, well, this is a safe place, but they need to know that being in God's hands is even a safer place.
Amen. Such good work. Give us one more time how to access your website and the appointment for Friday for your live stream. Tell us everything we need to know about that.
Okay, so they can go to Kurt Landry, CURTLANDRY.com, and they can join us Friday, the 18th, 7 p.m. Central Time, and that will be for the Feast of Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur will be Sunday, September the 27th, and that will be at the same time, 7 p.m. Central. Friday, October the 2nd, for the celebration of Sukkot. And so that will also be at 7 o'clock. Here at House of David, we are oversold. Okay. So please don't physically just come and think you're going to get in. It is ridiculously oversold. I'm very sorry. I should have listened to everyone when they said you should have built a bigger building. But anyway, it's as big as we have, and we'll trust that the Lord's going to, we have a nice overflow that we can work with as well. Beautiful facility and very safe. In fact, we've actually installed a thermal temperature computer. My good friend John White from New York actually is the distributor for the United States. He donated it to House of David. So you can have 20, 30 people coming through the door, checks everyone's temperature so that you know it's safe. And this way we don't have to have this evasive pointing a temperature gun at the head. I don't like that. And so anyway, so we got this system. It's all hooked up and running. It's beautiful. So people can just walk in. It will be safe. They'll get a little sticker that says they've had their temperature checked. And it's going to be a safe environment. We sterilize it, cleanse it. And, you know, I want to say this about the church is essential. And guess what? We own a nutraceutical company. My son-in-law is a scientist. We actually know how to be practical and protect people coming in a building just like Walmart does.
Amen. And I knew that if you were doing it, it would be done right. So, Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us again. Give us the website one more time so people can find you.
Okay, kurtlandry.com, CURTLANDRY.com.
Brother, God bless you. Thank you so much for being on the show again. We love you. We believe in you. You're full of wisdom and great teaching, and we're just thankful for your time and being with us.
Well, thank you. And we say to you and to Charisma and all our friends there, Shona Tova, Lashona Tova, and that means have a great and happy, sweet, and good new year.
Thank you, brother, and you do the same. We love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye.
You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we want to recommend to all of you that you watch this program on Friday, that you stay close to the Rabbi Landry ministry, and that you do everything you can to come up higher and to be close to the Lord. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.